Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time! Okay, all right. Welcome to another Parents Coach of Parents Network. I am your host, M.A. Scott. And as always, I'm going to try to promise you another wonderful show, a show that's going to really and truly catch your attention and hopefully bring some awareness to you and bring it to the table so that you fully understand what the recruiting process is all about and how we as parents need to be available to our children to best support them through this recruiting process. And through their whole sporting experience. And I'm not just going to limit it to a recruiting process. I'm going to stretch it out and say to an entire sporting experience. If at any time you want to chime in on the conversation, you can always give me a call at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Love to hear you. Love to hear your voice. Love to hear you chime in on the conversation. If you have some personal experience that you want to share with us this evening, we are more than happy to welcome you in to our conversation. Again, this is the Parents Club of Parents Network. I am your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, we're going to promise you some wonderful information this evening. As always, before we go to our show, I like to start off with a little piece my man, Mr. Keith Wright, did for us back in the day. That little piece called The College Experience. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Like my man Keith said, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do it. And each and every time I like to echo that same thought and make sure that we understand to pass on to our children, it's okay to make smart cool. It is totally okay to make smart cool. Well, you know, I dug into the archives tonight, and I'm going to pull out some information I know I covered once before. But I think it's about time to cover it again. And, you know, each and every show, if you really and truly listen in to each and every show, kind of sort of echo each other. Because this information is all about the same thing. It's about the recruiting aspect. It's about understanding enough about the process so that you're better than able to assist, help, guide, aid, and mentor your own children while they're going through the process. Well, what are we going to discuss tonight? I want to discuss a little piece tonight called The First Steps of an Athletic Scholarship. the first steps of an athletic scholarship. Now, this isn't something that I put together myself. This is something that actually a gentleman by the name of John, make sure I don't mess up his last name, John Fugler, F-U-G-L-E-R, J-O-N-F-U-G-L-E-R, John Fugler. He has a little program we call recruitme.com, great program that's been out there for a number of years. I haven't spoken to John in a number of years, so I'm not sure if his program is still going strong. It rivaled quite a few of the other big-name programs that was out there, so I'm not sure if he got consumed or is he still on his mission. I was very impressed with some of the information that he put out early on and stayed in touch with him and never did get a chance to bring him on to the show because I think at the time that I was communicating with him, I'm not even sure if the show existed at that time period. But he put together this little piece, and it's called First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. Now, he highlights some things in here that we as parents need to be aware of and things that we really need to focus on, and he highlighted some great points in here for us to really and truly get the best out of this attempt for us to pursue an athletic scholarship. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to just talk about some of the steps that he mentioned in here, and hopefully it will spark some conversation. And if it doesn't spark some conversation, then hopefully it will open up your eyes a little bit. So, again, if you want to just listen to us on the web, you can also go to http://tobtr.com/s/7058879. I'll say that one more time just in case you needed time to write that down and you just want to listen to us on the web. In addition to, you know, if you have things that you're doing on your phone or you needed access to your phone and you wanted to just tune in on the web, I'll give you that information one more time. That information, again, and it's a live link, and it'll bring you right to the show. Again, it's http://TOB, as in boy, T as in Tom, R as in Romeo.com. TOBTR.com/small/s/7058879. I'll say them numbers again, 7058879. If you want to check us out, that's the link to the show. And you can also catch us via the web, just in case you want to tune in that way as well. We appreciate any way you choose to tune in and look forward to communicating with you and sharing as much information out here with you as possible. Well, I'm going to talk about these here steps that Mr. Fogler came out with. And he has highlighted three particular steps that he wants to bring attention to. And the first step he highlights is write a letter that will get a coach's response. Now, he's about to tell you some powerful stuff because he's telling you that you need to write a letter. And nowadays, we can look at that as an email. That will suffice just as well. That will get you a coach's response. Not just writing a letter and knowing that you sent the email out to the coach and then you're trying to figure out, well, hey, is he going to respond back to me or do I have to call him or what? And this information that I'm about to share with you now is basically some information that's got to kind of assure you that you're going to get the response back from the coach. And that's step one. Step one. Because he wants you to remember that there's no second chances when it comes to making a good first impression. There are no second chances when it comes to making a good first impression. Pretty true when it comes to writing a coach. For the first time, when you sit down and decide to write this coach, you want to make sure you put your best foot forward. You're interested in this program, and you want the coach to be interested in you. You're interested in this program, and you want the coach to be interested in you. However, many letters are sitting by the coach's desk, never read. That's tragic because you may be the qualified athlete who will contribute well to the coach's program. But if your communication doesn't get past the first letter, it's a dead end. If your letter doesn't get, if your attempt to communicate with the coach email doesn't get past the first letter, it's a dead end. So, what I want most high school students and their parents don't know what a coach is looking for in an introduction letter. And we're going to highlight some things. I want you to know what a coach is looking for in an introductory letter. He's looking for some specific things. And if you have these specific things, then you may be on track. You may be on track. Because these things are just as important as taking a trip to the campus itself. So, let's go through and find out what some of these specific things may be. You know, there's been a number of times that parents put some wrong information out there. You know, he says, he goes on to say that he's discovered that most parents and student athletes think it's wrong to market yourself. We here at the Parents Coach of Parents Network, folks, we push that all the time. You have to market yourself. You have to market yourself. The parents, you have to market your children. Not to say that you're going to be overly abrasive or not to say that you sound cocky and arrogant, but you need to market yourself, need to showcase yourself, need to show the coach that you're really and truly interested in his program, his or her program, and you can be the best possible fit for that program. You got to sell it, folks. You got to sell it. I can't say it enough. You got to sell it. Give us a call. You want to chime in on the conversation at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. If you choose not to market yourself, then again, you're going to hit that dead end. You're going to hit that dead end, and you might as well just go ahead and move on off to the next school or give up your hopes on trying to get through to the coach. It is vitally important that you market yourself. How do you market yourself? You put some of the key things in there. You talk about some of the highlights that you have experienced, some of the highlights that you have had in your career playing that sport, whether or not you were the MVP, whether or not you, you know, hold the scoring title, whether or not you hold the number of tackles, whether or not you hold the number of goals, whatever. Whatever can highlight you in the eyes of that coach, that should be included in your introductory letter. Because he needs to see something that says, hey, we want to take another look at this kid here. or this athlete here may have something that fits into our piece of the puzzle. You have to believe in yourself. And then over, and he highlights something here, in over 95 cases, it is the athlete to initiate the contact and start the recruiting process. It's not the coach. It's not the high school coach. 95% of the cases, athlete must initiate the process, must initiate the contact, and start the recruiting process. So a good introductory letter is crucial in starting the process. When you write your letter, keep in mind that you want to accomplish at least three things. When you write the letter, you must keep in mind these three things. Number one, you want to establish a positive first impression. You want to establish a positive first impression. Not an optional thing. First impression is the last impression. We've heard that several times. So you want to establish a positive first impression. What does that mean? In the eyes of today's society, and I'm going to expound just a little bit on what Mr. Fogel had to say. In the eyes of today's society, social media can be a make-or-break situation. If you have some nonsense or something that you believe to be questionable, and it's on your child's social media page, or one of his friends' page, and he clicked on that he liked it, approved of it, that's not a good first impression. And when I say things may be questionable, okay, you're sitting there and you're throwing up a video and folks are standing around dancing or whatever, and there's some bottles in the background that may appear to be alcohol bottles. Put up a video, and then everybody's standing in the video or a picture, everybody's standing holding the infamous red cups. That's a red flag, folks. That's a red flag. Because if I was a coach and I'm looking at a young man's Facebook page and he's standing there holding the old infamous red cups, you know, the little plastic cups, I'm first wondering what's in the cup and why is that cup so important that he didn't want to put that cup down to take this picture. Or I'm looking in the background of the picture, and there's some what appears to be alcohol bottles. Red flag. Red flag. So that positive first impression is vitally important. Because I don't want to read one of your tweets, and your tweets have some bogus comment in there about what you think about your high school coach. Because if you are bold enough to comment on what your high school coach or something about your high school coach, then would you say the same thing about me and social media? Let me highlight one more thing as I'm talking about this very important first impression. Pass this on to your kids there, parents. Pass this on to your kids. When they look at a piece of material on social media, you're looking at your friend's pictures or you're looking at something that he or she just posted up there on social media, and you take the time to click on and say, I like this. In the eyes of many coaches, you have approved of that piece of material. You have approved of that posting by simply saying you like it. Whether or not you approve or disapprove it, the minute you click on it and say, I like it, that shows your approval. How about that, folks? I had to click into my board here real quick. But the minute you do that, that shows your approval. And when it shows your approval, that simply lets me know that there's possibly a red flag. So be cautious, real cautious on what you click on and say that you like. It could be a fight scene where, you know, they have these fights that they post up on there, and you may have seen something in there and you click on, man, I like that. I'm going to put that on my page. That means you're approving of that. Pass on to your children, parents. Be very cautious on what they click on. And if they need to listen to this, they can listen to it. Let them listen to it. Invite them to check out the show. Because, again, that first impression has to be a positive one. That first impression has to be a positive one. Number two, you want the coach to read your entire letter. You want the coach to read your entire letter. Now, how are you going to do that? What's going to make this coach want to read your entire letter? Well, after you have taken time to put this great letter together, then you may want to consider on having somebody look it over. You know, having an English teacher, or if you have someone like that, to look it over. And look it over and just give it the once over just to make sure that you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's, and it has something in it. It has enough juicy information in there that the coach wants to read that letter. He wants to, or she wants to read that letter all the way through. Can't be an optional thing. They have to want to read that letter. And what are you going to have in there? You're going to have some stuff in there that's going to make them salivate on that letter as they're reading it. Because this here athlete that they're reading about is the next coming. This here athlete is going to be the one that's going to help them turn their program around. So you want the coach to read the entire letter. So that means you got to put some good stuff in there. Now you can't be holding back. You got to put some information in there that's going to make the coach want to pass that on to his assistants and say, hey, who's this kid? Let's find out more about him. We can't just let this one here sleep. We got to find out some more information about this young man or this young lady. So we want the coach to read the entire letter. Read the entire letter, not just pieces of it. Read the entire letter. Next thing, respond to you to start the recruiting process. You want the coach to actually to respond to you to start the recruiting process. And he's going to do that based upon information that he pulled out of that letter. And it's going to be something that's going to be intriguing enough and exciting enough that he's going to want to respond. And it's okay for you to put on there as well to say, you know, something like, hey, coach, hope to hear from you. Really looking forward to hearing from you. Or I will try to call your office in about a week to make sure that you did receive my piece of correspondence. Again, email. And nowadays with email, we can make sure that the coach did receive that email by going ahead and tagging that email to make sure that he did receive it. But I'm going to highlight these three things again, and I want you to put stars by them because these are things that could get your letter to the point of the coach responding back. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. Again, the first one, you want to establish a positive first impression. You want to establish a positive first impression. Secondly, you want the coach to read the entire letter. You want them to read the entire letter. Third, you want the coach to respond to you and start the recruiting process. That's the whole thing about step number one. Step number one in athletic scholarship process. Step number one is write a letter that will get the coach's response. Now, most of the athletes don't want to write a letter. I don't know why. They don't know what to write. So some things that they may want to look at, you know, and you want to consider how long should the letter be, what should you focus on. All these are questions that our children come up with on a regular basis. How formal should it be? Should the letter express any type of emotions in it? Should I give some stats? What should it look like? All that can be answered. All of that can be answered here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. We can give you a form letter and can get you started, get that ball rolling. Give us a call at 917-889-8095 or send us an email at PCPHR@AOL.com. PCPHR@AOL.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook or you can find us on Twitter at PCP Network. PCP Network. Find us on Facebook at Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook. And check out our Facebook page. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us and send us a message via Facebook. Or if you want to send us a message, follow us on Twitter and send us a message via Twitter. That would be great as well. But we can get that form letter out to you, and you can jazz it up the way you want to jazz it up. I recommend it doesn't be no more than maybe a page long, but you can jazz it up the way you want to jazz it up and add some additional things on there, and I think you have a, without a doubt, a win-win situation, a win-win-win situation. I have to say that three times, a win-win-win situation. What I mean by that, you're going to win, the coach is going to win, and guess what, parents? We as parents will win. Your kids will win because they'll get a chance to get recruited and go on to school and move on to do beautiful things in life. The coach will win because we have a prime-time athlete, mature one, dedicated one to his program, and last but not least, we will win as parents because we'll get them out of our house. No, I won't. I'm not going to say that. But we will win as parents because we will help them become successful in their endeavor. All right, let's go to step number two. Step number two, it says, create a player profile that will get you noticed. Create a player profile that will get you noticed. And they have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of websites that's out there nowadays, thousands of organizations that's out there nowadays that have these player profiles. And, you know, you fill in the form and you put make a little template and you fill in the information on the template and it pulls up a player profile for you. Okay, to be perfectly honest with you, your child is probably computer savvy enough that he or she can actually do that by themselves and it can create a profile. Trust me, folks. These young folks can do quite a few things on the internet that we are totally unaware of. And they can create things that, hey, will make it stand out and will sure enough put some emphasis on it and will draw attention from a coach. So let them be creative. Look it over. Make sure it has a level of maturity to it. And let them create a great player profile. The player profile, that's kind of tricky words there. The player profile is probably the most pivotal piece. I think he was trying to do some tongue twisters here. The player profile is probably the most pivotal piece you can send to a coach because it highlights your attributes, highlights your child's attributes. It should be a one-page document that presents an athlete's best qualities and achievements and brings them to life on the page. Get one of them English teachers that's a literary genius that likes to write and all that kind of stuff and have them look it over. Look it over, because what you want to do, you want to describe yourself on that page so that the coach swear up and down that you're standing on top of that piece of paper and he's just looking at you and just amazed on how well of an athlete your child is, because it brings life to the page. The player profile should get the coach's attention. Show why your son or daughter should be recruited in his program. It sells an athlete without going over the top. It sells the athlete, again, be marketable, market yourself, because it sells the athlete without going over the top. Get a marketing expert to take a look. If you know anyone, get a marketing expert to take a look at your letter as you're putting it together and let them know what you're trying to do with it. They'll get you a good piece of quality material out there. It should be filled with positive information. Positive information. It should be sent with a very important introduction letter and nothing else. So actually, it's part of the introduction letter. It's like the second page of the introductory letter. Introduction letter should basically be, you know, no more than a couple paragraphs long, if that, and then you follow up with your nice little player profile. The player profile is extremely important in the recruiting and scholarship process. It sets things in motion. Because of it, the athlete's best strengths and achievements are noticed by the coach. It will get the coach to write you back or call you. That's what you want to do with a top-notch player profile. Step number three, complete the player questionnaire effectively. On just about every school out there, they have a prospective student athlete questionnaire. Fill out that questionnaire completely. Add as much information as possible. There are generally two reasons why coaches will write or call. And these two reasons is normally what really stands out. He or she has heard about your son or your daughter from somewhere else, or has seen them in competition. He or she, the coach, has either heard about your son or daughter or seen them in competition. Second one, that you've taken the initiative to write him, and he would like to see, and he likes what he sees, should I say. If he hasn't seen you in competition, but you put some dynamic stuff on paper. Now, again, parents, we have to put our eyes on it from time to time. But if they have some dynamic stuff on paper, guess what? They'll get an opportunity to be heard from the coach. Whatever the case is, when the coach contacts your child, he or she will more than likely have them fill out a questionnaire. You already had the questionnaire filled out. He needs to know about them as well as you. Unlikely the player profile and the questionnaire contain a lot of details, but you want to highlight some of the same things in your conversation with him. So, them are three key steps in making sure that you get the best out of an athletic scholarship, the steps to getting your athletic scholarship. You got to reach out to the coach. Got to remember this, folks. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of schools in this country. Thousands and thousands of schools. What I mean by that, high schools. Less colleges. 10 times, and at a minimum, 10 times the amount of players. So you got to remember, on the average football team, you have 60-plus players, if not more. Basketball team, you could have anywhere from 10 to 15 players. Soccer, lacrosse, all them other sports that's out there. So coaches can't get out to each and every school to find you. So you have to initiate your child, along with your guidance, have to initiate the process at some point in time. Not an optional thing, folks. It's a thing that we must do in order to get our child in that visibility light. So, remember those three steps. First step, write a letter that will get the coach to respond. Second step, create a profile that will get the child noticed. Third step, complete the player questionnaire. Complete the player questionnaire. All in all, this shouldn't be no more than 2 pages. No more than 2 pages. If it's more than 2 pages, parents should put a little bit too much stuff in there. Because the coach is not going to take the time to sit down and read your college dissertation, your thesis, or anything close to it, or your small novel. It's too much. After you get through them 2 pages, and if it's an email, it all falls on 1 page. After he gets through that, he's hoping that he may be able to click on a link, show some quick highlights. Wow. Got a full package right there. A full package right there. And if he has some trophies or awards, something like that, throw that in at the opening of the highlights. Throw a couple pictures of him standing there receiving that award, receiving that trophy. Throw that in there. A couple opening steals at the beginning and a highlight. Show it off. That's not being over the top. That's not being too bold, too brass. It's being confident. And your child is letting that coach know that he's getting a winner. That's what I say about the process. He's getting a winner. We're going to step away for a moment, folks. As always, going to run our little usual commercials here. Hopefully, we'll come back here shortly and prepare to wind down and wrap things up. But first, I'd like to hear about the NAIA.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
I think as early as possible. It seems like in this day and age, kids are thinking about it younger and younger, and colleges are actually getting out and communicating with kids as they're younger. So it seems to me, you know, at least by freshman, sophomore year, get an idea of whether you want to play in college, and if the answer to that is yes, start to figure out what your game plan is and then move forward.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Okay, we're back. Well, you know, folks, I've been talking about hopefully some good information, some information that's been helpful to you. And I definitely think that if you take some of these steps into serious consideration, you'll be on the right track to, you know, locking your kid into an athletic scholarship. And let me be very truthful and be very mindful when I say this piece here. When we talk about locking them into an athletic scholarship, please do not solely focus on a Division I school. If you're not getting recruited by a Division I school, okay, there's a Division II, there's a Division III, there's a junior college, and there's also, as we just heard, the NAIA. And NAIA also has Division I, IIs, and IIIs schools. So let's not make this seem like this is something that we have to get locked into as far as the Division I schools. You know, let's highlight another thing here real quick, and then I'm going to prepare to wind down this evening, because I think I shared some information with you that I'm surprised that we don't have a conversation on yet. What's the role of the parent? And this is something that Mr. Fogler highlights in his little pamphlet as well, and on recruitme.com. He highlights that as well. And I'm just going to share some of the things that he talks about in his pamphlet. And, again, if you want to reach out to me here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, you can give us a call at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Always love to hear from you. Send us an email at pcphr@aol.com, pcphr@aol.com. Find us on Facebook at Parents Coach to Parents Network, or you can also find us on Twitter at PCP Network. Well, here's some of the things that Mr. Fogler highlighted in his little pamphlet. And these kind of jumped out to me, and I think this has some real validity to them, and something that we may want to put in our thinking cap as well. What is the role of the parent? He goes on to say, I have to say right up front, your son or daughter will have their hands full with schools and athletics. It is important that they do their best in these two areas. And I probably touched on this myself here on the Parents Coach to Parents Network. Because their ability to get a scholarship depends on both these areas. School and athletics. That's what our children will be focusing on. You will need to take the lead in contacting schools. Have I said that once before here on the Parents Coach to Parents Network? I believe I have. You will need to take the lead in contacting schools, writing letters, responding to coaches, inquiring, and tracking communications. It is a big job and will get complex as more and more coaches respond. It can be overwhelming, but we done took overwhelming and threw it out the window. It can be overwhelming for your student athlete. So they will need your help and your guidance. So you, the parent, should lead the process. He spelled it out, the same exact thing that I have said here on the air time in and time out. He just spelled it out. When coach is starting to write or call, your son or daughter can get a star in their eyes and become consumed by the attention. Them on task, and don't let them get sidetracked from their primary responsibility, school and athletics. Keep them grounded, folks. Keep them grounded. Make sure they understand this is all about you getting a scholarship. This is all about you getting into that school and moving on to do bigger and better things, academically first, sports second. Applying yourself in both so that you understand and get the best out of it. Because I say this, and I've said this for years, and I'll continue to say this. Any student athlete, any athlete, or any one of our children that is attending college and playing a sport is twice as important and twice as valuable as any kid that's going to school to be a doctor, a lawyer, or anything else out there. Now, some of you listening to this even may scratch your head, and some of you may say, come on now, you're going a little bit overboard with this. But I'm going to tell you why I say that. And what's exactly my thoughts behind that. If you look at the average student that's going to school, he's in his or her, and they're a student athlete, or they're a student, and they're, you know, doing their thing throughout the day, and, you know, hey, once they get done, they sit back, they rest, regather themselves, or in some cases, some of them have little part-time jobs or whatever, and you know, just change up a little bit and keep a fresh mind and jump in there and hit the books and look their books over again, you know, whenever they get that time or whenever they get that urge. A student athlete, our children, our young professionals are on an altogether different page. A lot of them go from class. Once they get done with practice, then they may have an opportunity to fall into that mandatory study hall that a lot of schools should have, or hope they all have. Then they go from there to trying to get them some rest because they know it's going to start all over again the next day. Let's not talk about a game day. They'll go from class to maybe a warm-up session prior to the game, shoot around or some drills out on the field, whatever, to a game later on, competition time. And for the next few hours, locked into competition. They can't stop and say, well, hey, I just thought about that last history problem that I had. Let me go down and jot down some notes. They can't do that. Their mind is locked in that competition for the next 3 to 4 hours. Once they get done with that, then they may, all depends on, you know, how long the competition took. And all the other things that go along with post-game process. They may be at the point where they're so tired and so burnt out that they go back to their dorm rooms and or go back to their apartments, lay down and go to sleep. But what about the times where they may have to take off and get on the road the very next day or later on that night? So, again, they're not getting a whole lot of time to hit the books, like the average student would. So they're doing, and I'm saying this to say that they're doing twice as much as the average student. So they have to have their props. They must be given their props. They must be given their just due. They must be acknowledged for the great young folks that they are. That's the ones that's in college. Think about our young high schoolers following some of the same patterns. So we as parents must pick up the pieces on the recruiting side of things, following the letters, tracking the letters, following up with coaches, making sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. That's not too hard, folks. Because if you believe it's too hard, we Parents Network will be here to assist you in any way possible. That's a very sincere statement coming from us. And if we can't reach out to you, we have a number of others within our network that we know will be more than happy to assist you. We can touch all 50 states if need be. Without a doubt, we have no problem with doing that. So, on that note, folks, we're going to prepare to wind down, and hopefully we share some information with you this evening that you got the best out of. And if you didn't, then please let us know where we fell short. We open and welcome to all comments, all thoughts, all ideas, all concepts, anything that can help our program and help us serve you better. Help us help you is our motto. Well, folks, this has been M.A. Scott, and we've been here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, and we're going to prepare to wind down for the evening so we can get some other things done. And we'll see you again next Sunday. Next Sunday. Love to hear from you. We may have one of our featured guests on next Sunday. That'll be the first Sunday of the month. May have our featured guest in the following Sunday after that, which will be the second Sunday. The second Sunday we have our featured guests on, and then the fourth Sunday we'll probably have another one of our featured guests on. So the first and third Sundays we probably will be back on dialogue mode and have an open forum or have just a great source of information coming to you like we did here this evening. Well, if you have any questions, always reach out to us on Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook, PCP Network on Twitter, or just send us an email at pcphr@aol.com. This has been M.A. Scott. I've been your host. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Keith, take us out.